You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
A disappointing loss to end the Chicago Bulls season in a playing game where the Bulls were never really competitive. The Bulls never held a lead in this game. The late season special play of the Chicago Bulls, their season ends, and the Chicago Bulls will be having a lottery pick in this upcoming draft. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. The Chicago Bulls season comes to a wrap in the play-in tournament against the Miami Heat. Have we heard this story before? The Chicago Bulls lose 109-90 to the Miami Heat, and this was a game where the Bulls were never really in at all. The Chicago Bulls never held a lead in this game at all. They never held a lead. It wasn't even a moment in time where the Bulls even looked like they were going to win this game. This game started off very rough for the Chicago Bulls overall, and it stayed rough throughout this game. Unfortunately, the Bulls just were not ready for the moment against the Miami Heat, and that is where coaching plays a big part in this. Like, unfortunately, they just weren't able to get it done, man. And they just weren't prepared for the moment. Eric Spoelstra had the Heat completely ready to go, and, it is what it is when it came down to it. The Miami Heat started off this game with a 6-5 run, then followed up with a 9-0 run. The Bulls went on a 7-4 run, then a 9-2 run by the Miami Heat. By the end of the first quarter, the Chicago Bulls were down 39-28, and they never looked back in this game, right? They got outscored in the second quarter 32-19. They did outscore them in the third quarter 27-17, but at that point, it didn't matter in this game. This was a game where it was not on Josh Giddey. I know there have been a lot of Josh Giddey haters, but Josh Giddey finishes with 9 of 21 with 25 points, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. He was really, for a large part, the only offense going for the Chicago Bulls. Now, Kobe finishes with 17 points, going 5 of 20. Kevin Huerter, 3 of 7 from the field. He finishes with 10 points. You got 16 and 12 from Nikola Vucevic. He goes 6 of 13 from the field. Modest Muzelis, 4 of 9 for 9 points. He had some big shots and a big dunk in this game. A big in the buzzer 3 at the end of the first quarter. But the Bulls have 13 total points off the bench in this game, 9 of those coming from Talen Horton-Tucker. And it's just unfortunate, man. But this, in a lot of ways, could have been the best-case scenario for the Bulls. The Bulls figure out their balance with Josh Giddey, Kobe White. They know that Modest Muzelis is going to be part of their future. And they still finish with a lottery pick and a chance at the odds of getting a top four pick in this draft. Now, what their chances are, what the odds that they're going to get that, it isn't very high, right? The Chicago Bulls finish tied with the 13th worst record in the league. So it's going to come down to the Sacramento Kings. But they're going to have a 1.2% chance at the number one overall pick and a 5.7% chance at a top four pick. More than likely, the pick's going to stay the same, right? Luckily, the Bulls did get their pick back in the Zach LaVine trade, because had they went on a run like this and ended without getting that pick back, they wouldn't have had their pick. So there's that part of it. But this is just a disappointing end to a fun end of the season. This season, nothing changes about the way that I felt on the season overall. It just doesn't, right? That's why I asked that question on what I think it was today's daily episode, as far as how would the Bulls season ending today against the Miami Heat change your opinion on the season? And for me, it doesn't change it at all. Everything that we saw over the season is still the things that we saw, right? Josh Giddey playing the way that he played for the Bulls, especially finding out that over the last month he's had a pretty bad injury in his hand, it doesn't change that. Kobe and Josh still need to figure out, or still need to come in the next season showing can they do what they did over the end of this season for an entire season, right? Of course, this game against the Miami Heat puts a bad taste in on that, but overall, like, the Bulls still get a lottery pick. And that's really important for this team, is to be able to have that chance to add some of the top-end talent in this draft. And so the Bulls finish around 11th or 12th in the draft, right? We'll see who they can get with that. There's players that are slated to fall in this draft. We'll see if the Bulls can take advantage of that. But overall, it just comes down to a lot of things didn't go right for the Bulls today. And that moment, they weren't prepared for. Josh Giddey did talk about, you know, not wanting to be the reason why the Bulls lost. And he really wasn't in this game, right? Not to say that he didn't have his place, especially defensively in some of the lapses of the Bulls there. But, you know, I'm really looking at Coby White. Coby goes 3 of 12 from three-point range today, 5 of 20 from the field. Coby got to be better in this one. But, you know, even if Coby gave his usual output, it's still, you still needed more than that. We didn't get that third player to step up, really, and it's just unfortunate. The Bulls shoot 39% in this game and 27% from three. It's just unfortunate. I don't think I signed Coby to any big contract. Well, luckily, you got a whole another year to wait to that for the Chicago Bulls. But, hey, Jim, can't blame you on that one. We're getting Cooper Flagg. Hey, listen, if we end up out of this getting Cooper Flagg, I mean, that really is the best case scenario, but we'll see. I'm not even mad. Win or loss, I was always going to back the team, but hey, home playing game plus slim but still lottery odds to fall back on. Great business decision. We'll see. We'll see. Giddey and Coby stinker. I mean, as a collective team, but, you know, Josh Giddey was the offense in the first half of this game. Now it's time to root for the Kings. Bulls 2.0. I'll never root for the Kings. MC season, my little brother back in here, says, what up, Hayes? Pathetic end to the season. Let's see what AK does moving forward. Agree with that. Agree with that. Spo, once again, let's these Bulls know they are not close to being a playoff team. I mean, hey, I feel you. You need coaching. Herder guarding Hero was always going to be a problem. Yeah. That's why I did say in the Daily Show today, I would have more so put Coby on Tyler Hero, but, you know, it is what it is there. Cut Pat, man, 0.0 effort, 100% goof. You can't just cut players in the NBA that have guaranteed contracts. So, Coby fucking White, get off my team, bro. I'm done with your ass. That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm ready to run up on Coby like Nick Nolte and Blue Chips. Did you take my money? That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, the offense improved. That's... If they cannot change the culture of this team, they cannot make it to the playoffs in 5 years. Even they can draft Cooper Flagg. I mean, that would be a part of changing the culture, though, right? Shout out Spo. His chain is real, unlike a certain somebody. Y'all going to be killing Billy Donovan this whole stream. I can feel it. Trade Coby, P, Won't, DT, Vooch, and Zoe. Y'all got to stop overreacting, man. Y'all got to stop overreacting. Coby proves why he's not worthy of a big contract. He's a Robin to a Batman. Well, that a Robin to a Batman would still be worth a big contract in the modern NBA. That's not really the dig that you think it is. It just isn't. Eco Bean says the Bulls choke. Yeah, they weren't ready for the moment. It was evident. They were not ready for this moment. And they got to be prepared and ready to go. And, you know, this needs to be something. But you know what? I've said this last year in the plan. This needs to be a learning thing. Like, at some point, you just got to get in there and realize what you need to do, right? So whether that's coaching not having them prepared, whether that's the players not executing what was supposed to happen, all this stuff comes down to the Bulls just got to get it together, man. Why does Coby shoot these dumbass transition threes? I mean, he's done that for a while. Do we call those post-All-Star game wins fraudulent? It was fun basketball, but it didn't prepare them for the play. No, that still wasn't fraudulent. And listen, you got to learn how to win in the moment. Like, this is the first time Coby's ever been in a postseason type thing where he is the go-to scorer. First time Josh Giddey's done that. But, like, you still need a team to play. Like, where the Bulls failed at is that they gave nothing defensively in this game, which then affect, like, we've talked about it. So much of the Bulls' offense is predicated by the solid defense that they were, not even amazing defense, but the solid defense that they were playing in rebounding, right? But the Bulls' ability to rebound, even though they did out-rebound the Miami Heat in this game and get out in transition, is a huge reason why this team has been able to attack and play with the pace that they've done. And they didn't really – they didn't fight. They didn't fight. I'm going to say I'm proud how these young guys played since All-Star break. They wanted to play for something instead of tank. What the hell I look like as a coach telling these players to lose? Yeah, I mean, listen, like, you don't come in there and play to lose, right? I love the fact that they competed over the back half of the season for every single game that they were in, but They got to go back to the drawing board and really figure some things out. That's for sure. Jensen says, Spo is a great coach. His preparation shows why the Bulls lost this game. All the Heat players were locked. Billy is trash. I mean, listen, Billy Donovan, this wasn't the best coach game by Billy Donovan. You know, me and Pat, we were live together. Me and Pat disagree on that. Pat, somebody that thinks that, you know, that the Bulls were coached well today. It's not something that I believe in, right? But I will say that I do recognize that the Bulls should have just played better in this game, man. They should have played much better in this game. The fact that they didn't is definitely a problem. And some of that can be blamed on coaching. It's up to coaching to have you prepared. It's up on coaching to get you in a place where, you know, you're ready to go and those type of things. And the Bulls weren't. And the Bulls were not ready, man. Unfortunately, that's what doomed the Chicago Bulls. They're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to go back to the drawing board and try to get something together. And let's hope that they can, man. Let's hope that they can. I just hope that it could be a lot better for the Chicago Bulls than what it was in this game. This was an ugly, disgusting game by the Bulls. It just was. It was ugly and disgusting. And the Bulls really need to do better. They need to do better. But unfortunately, they don't get another shot at it. This is not a game where you get another chance or opportunity at it. It's win or go home. You lost, you go home. And now you got to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out what and who the hell you want to be. You got to go back to the drawing board on that. And let's hope that the Bulls can figure that the hell out, man. Because as it stands right now, this Bulls team is cooked. This was a bad loss by our Bulls, man. This was a very bad loss by our Bulls. And they're going to have to, you know, go into this offseason realizing, hey, it was on you. This was on you. You weren't ready for the moment. You weren't. You didn't live up to your end of the bargain. You weren't ready for the moment. You didn't show up like your coaches, your team, and your city needed you to. And that's what now puts you in the place that you're in. Because you weren't prepared for that moment, it now puts you in a place where everything's lost. Everything is done for you. So let's see if the Bulls can come back on the other side of this better. Let's see if they can learn from this and just be a better team overall. Because they're going to need every single bit of that, every single bit of it. Well, this was a bad time to have a bad game. I'm really not too mad. This game did not change my mind about how I feel about this team. I love the fuchsia. Franchise is maybe what you meant there. Yeah, I'm always going to be a Bulls fan. That's never going to change. Reminder, Michael Malone was fired for being honest, that telling his players they were playing like trash. Well, it was more than that. That was that went on and that apparently that, you know, there are some issues with the team overall. He didn't believe in some of the players that the front office brought in. He kind of, you know, alienated some players as well with his treatment over Russell Westbrook. So it wasn't just that. But, you know, it is what it is there. All our weaknesses are exposed. Vooch lead foot defense was the crutch of it. Hard to get fast break points if the ops are making buckets inside at will. I mean, yeah. I mean, not to excuse that. Like, yeah, it's hard to get buckets when your defense is playing like trash. Like the Bulls defense was the biggest glaring thing in this game. That was just like, you guys did not care about defense at all in this game, at all in this game. Like, and that's where this Bulls team has really surprised people a lot at, right, is the way that they've been able to play defense. This has been a team that since the All-Star break has been top 12 in the league in defense, despite not really having any good on-ball defenders, and none of that showed up today. The Miami Heat knew exactly where to attack the weak spots of the Bulls defense, and, you know, that continues to be a thing for this team, unfortunately. Tonight's game showed exactly what I've been saying all season long. Billy Donovan is not good enough when it matters the most. Billy needs to go. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know if the front office is going to see it that same way, right? What up, Hayes? This was the game I needed to see to answer your question. No, Billy has not done enough to save his job. I disagree with that. I mean, not that I disagree personally. Hayes would have fired Billy Donovan years ago. But this front office, I don't know if they view it this way. Keep in mind, I just don't know with where the place the team is, if AK and Eversley look at it that way. If they do, great. If you got Mike Malone, Taylor Jenkins, Chris Quinn's still another assistant that's possibly out there, and you don't at least consider looking at it, I don't know what to say at that point in time. I really don't know what to say. If AK and Eversley don't even consider moving on from Billy Donovan this offseason, I don't know what that says about the place of the team and where they can really go. Super Duper Danko says, okay, we lost. hated that, but your number four pick is unplayable down the stretch of the most important game of the season. Fire Ackman, because what the fuck was that? And excuse, listen, P-Will's been unplayable for long stretches of the season. I'm not blaming it on that in this game. You just can't. Like, at this point, P-Will's a bench player. The number four shit, that's over and done with. Like, it's over with. We know he's not going to be live up to number four pick status. That's it. It's over with. We got to move on. Billy is constantly outcoached by Spo. Kobe be looking small. Vooch doesn't jump. Zoe injured always. We don't have two starting caliber forwards. The main promising one is a rookie. P-Will trash. Listen, you just cooked on that, and it didn't even take that much to cook it, man. This game showed people's true colors. It did. Billy ain't no Hall of Fame coach. No, he's a Hall of Fame college coach. That's why he got into the league, into the Hall of Fame. I love the Bulls, but unfortunately, Meteor doesn't get you anywhere. Meteor doesn't get you anywhere. I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what you mean by that. Coby White, the new Zach LaVine. First of all, at least spell LaVine correctly. Like, y'all just coming in here just to shit on people. Can't even spell their names right. P-Will needed to fight Bam and get them both ejected. That, what? Swaggy, bro, you gotta lay off the drugs, my boy. Lay off the drugs. I also don't think it's an overreaction to say Vucevic, P-Will, Javon, THC, to a lesser degree, Zoe and Dalen need to be gone as well. Unlikely, but, bruh, they don't offer jack shit. Maybe Dalen. Yeah, unfortunately, you're looking at a team that's not going to move all those guys. THC's probably.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust. From paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gone. Not worried about that. Javon's hard to move. You can't just wave it. P-Will has a contract that nobody's going to take on. Vooch may be traded, right? Maybe you can attach a Javon or something to that, but even then, that's going to be a tall order for most people. So, you know, we'll see what the future holds, man. We'll see what it holds. Bulls didn't want to play today, especially Vooch. He definitely didn't want to be here. Ain't no way we beat they ass 3-0 this season. Now season over. This shit don't make no MFing sense. Billy Vooch got to go for real. I mean, we were 3-0 in 2022-23 when we lost to them. Like, regular season and postseason is very, very different. They're very, very different things. And that's where Billy usually does get outcoached at. Hey, Hayes, there's some news that went down. The Bulls send Billy and Vooch to O Block for King Von a little, first of all. That's crazy. You sending them down for a corpse? That's crazy. As a team, we ducked tonight. But, hey, at Hayes, do you think Giddy went any way to that redemption? Yeah, I think he went a ways into that redemption. Like, you got to look at the first half of basketball specifically for Josh Giddey. Like, it's hard to keep that up when you were the only offense in the first half of this game, right? Keep in mind, the Chicago Bulls, you know, didn't even have a lot of points in the first half of this game. Josh Giddey had 13 points. He was 5 of 11 from the field, right? He had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, right? It is what it is, man. Like, I'm not going to hold this game and mean that this is the end-all, be-all for Josh Giddey's redemption. We got to get into the actual playoffs truly for that to happen, but, you know, we'll see. The Bulls will be top 4 in the East next year. They're not going to be. Eco, you make such drastic overstatements all the time and then oftenly have to run them back. They're not going to be top 4 in the East. There's not going to be top 4 in the East. They're not. Now, you can fight for top 6 in the East. I think if they can continue playing the way that they played since the All-Star break and maintain that for a whole season, they could definitely fight for a top 6 seed and avoid the play-in. You add the right center in this draft or right makeup to the team, but saying that they will be top 4 in the East, come on, bro. You gotta stop smoking dicks, bro. You really gotta stop. I get that Coby White had a bad game, but Jesus Christ, put some respect on his name for what he's had to go through this season. Not only that, he didn't do as worse as Vooch or the entire bench. Yeah, but we knew that Coby needed more than that, right? We knew that Coby White needed more than that. So when you need more than that from a player that's showing you he's capable of more than that, you know, it is what it is there, man. Let me refresh this. It's probably just going to be delayed. I doubt it's going to fix itself at this point in time, but let me refresh. Like I said, I doubt that that changes anything. Usually when Restream starts off tripping, it's just going to stay tripping. That's usually how it goes with Restream. So if that fixed the video, great. If it didn't, unfortunately, I can't do anything else about it. So, you know, it is what it is. But let's see if we can catch up on the chat. Where was I at? Billy and Vooch did a lot of talking, like you said, nephew. They ass wasn't ready for Miami. Fuck Chicago. Call me when they get their shit together. For real, I'm done with Chicago bullshitters. You'll be back at the start of next season, auntie, like we all will be. Love the growth they showed this year without any complete overpaid players, but I'm not sure why Smith was brought into the game late as he was. Trash out there, and White needs to work more on his bag. Yeah, I mean, White needs to work more on being able to be that player when it matters the most. So. It just is what it is, man. Bulls will get number one pick. No, they won't. They won't get the number one pick. Prototype, and you're a fucking dumbass. You're a dumbass who your mama doesn't love you, right? It's bad enough that your mama rather suck random dick than give you a hug at any point in your life because nobody made excuses. I'm talking about reasons. I'm the first person to call out this team when they do dumb shit. See, you want to hear somebody bitch and complain like you are and like your mother's a bitch? We don't do that here. We're talking about the game. We're making our way through it, and we'll evaluate things over the season. Don't come in here talking about that real fan shit because let's be clear, your mama's a real dick sucker, right? That's the only thing your whole family legacy got going for them is the fact that your mama got a golden throat. Everything else that is coming out of your mama, including you, has been subpar at life. Don't come in here. We're already dealing with the Bulls losing. Don't come in here and make yourself a victim. Don't do it. Right? Because now look at you. Just like your mama's ovaries, you're a victim, right? So calm the fuck down, bro. Don't get cooked up in here today. If the Bulls are going to build with Giddy, Kobe, and Modis, you need at least two of them to become above average defenders. And you need to surround them with a defensive center and another defensive forward. Yeah, I mean, the hope for that one really is that Modis is the one that becomes a plus defender, right? He has that ability to become a plus defender, and we got to see if he's going to be able to do that. Vooch checked out after the trade deadline. Well, he came back on. Vooch played a lot better over like the last 10 games, a lot better over the last 10 games. But you definitely saw that after the trade deadline, there was definitely some difference with Nikola Vucevic. Regular season and playoffs definitely hit different. As you can see, the Bulls got bullied, and I looked to the refs for calls. Meanwhile, that Heat knew how playoff ball go and we're just playing through the fouls. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Great lottery pick coming this summer, so I'm not tripping, honestly. And that's why I said before that it could be a win-win, right? That's what I said about it before. That's funny, the Bulls being a top four. Like, he said it adamantly. Like, the Bulls are going to be a top four seed. That's crazy. That's wild. Had to disagree with Pat, the designer, about Billy Donovan. Players do need to execute, but I always notice in big games, when we try to get to 500, and they always seemed unprepared, no leadership. Yeah. I mean, It's a thing there, for real. Hey, is you still uploading daily during the... Are you new here? I always upload daily during the offseason. So, yeah, the offseason doesn't stop the momentum. Right now, the videos may not be as long because there's just not as much... at first, they will. So, after the season ends, we're going to keep... Like, I'll probably wait until the start of next week. We're probably going to make it through this week discussing this. I'll probably start player grades. Then we'll start the draft process, like looking at draft things. So you'll still get your daily episodes regardless. But usually around between the draft, between free agency and the opening of training camp, we really slow down somewhere in there as far as the length of episodes. But we're what, 1,411 straight days of content? So, yeah, we don't stop just because of the offseason. So. Dude got flame. Listen, when I be at peace, just leave me alone. That's just what it comes down to. That's the way that I look at it. I really be at peace. And then people come in here with they dumb shit. Like, I ain't got time for that. I knew Petty Roosevelt was coming out after this Bulls loss. Absolutely. Yeah. And it don't be because I aim for it, right? We were moving the hell on. Hey, we really needed players like Ayo Kobe and trading. Oh, absolutely. Especially the defense of Ayo Dosunmu would have made a really big difference for the Bulls in this game. Kobe White had a second half of the season, not disappointed with the season and how it ended. Agree with you. Agree with you. Okay, please don't get your ass cooked, bro. We're talking about the Bulls, not the shit you on. You get off my nephew shit before he cook your clown ass. He got cooked already, bro. It is what it is, man. I predict bad, overly inflated contracts for Giddey and Kobe White incoming. We'll see. We'll see. Dylan says, Hayes, you've been real this whole year. I'm glad if we lost, at least I got to see one last cooking from you. Optimistic about next year. Hey, what? It wouldn't be the end of the season if we didn't end it with at least a good cooking, right? Because hey, that's what they do. That's what they do. Is it wrong that I also look at the WNB draft to see how many of the ladies were dressed to impress? What does that have to do with this, bro? What does that have to do with this? We lost so badly on a big stage. Was this really a flash in the pan? I mean, I know a lot of people are going to talk about that over the offseason. That's going to be a lot of people's content the entire offseason talking about, was this a flash in the pan? Was this really the Bulls? All that. But we really won't know the answer until next season starts, right? That's really what we'll know of how much of what we saw from the Bulls over the latter half of the season is going to be sustainable for them. And so we'll see what we get into with that. Do you think Acme is on to something with this team going into the offseason? Hopefully after the All-Star break is giving us fans some slight hope. I mean, are they on to something? Yeah, I think that they're on to something either way. How much are they on to? That's the bigger question here, right? And that's the question that, you know, we won't really know until next season starts. But let's hope that it continues. A's, can we get a crisis hotline soon? It's been a while. Ooh, probably. You know what? It may be time. I haven't done a crisis hotline in a while because the Bulls have been playing so well over the latter half of the season. Hayes, would you rather us keep playing in the playoffs or getting these young talent dudes into the offseason to start development? I mean, I think all those things can happen at the same time. Like, look at this season, for example, right? The Bulls played into the play-in, and they still get a lottery pick. We still very much focused on the development, right? I think all that is something that can happen, right? Up until a certain point. Now, once you get into the place where you're actually making the playoffs, that's where that shift sums for sure, right? But where it stands right now, I don't think that we are at the place where we got to be like, oh, are we completely giving up on development and building through the draft? No, I think they're still in the place to really do that. If Acme really doesn't entertain the idea of getting Mike Malone, then yeah, something is wrong. Well, I don't even necessarily know if it's Mike Malone, right? I'm just saying that you got to look at some things, right? Do you think that they try to package P-Wolf with another player in the summer? Who? Who do you package P-Wolf? Like, P-Wolf has negative value right now. Who do you package P-Wolf from that has so much value that is going to overcome that? I don't think Vooch gets that. The contracts are too high when you combine them. It's almost $40 million. Javon Carter definitely isn't going to inflate Patrick Williams' value. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, man. Disappointing end to the season, but the growth we saw post All-Star break gives me hope. I can't wait for the draft and what we do next season. The draft is going to be really important, really important. Nephew, do you think if Ayo Trey Jones was playing the game, it would have been different? I think it would have been a lot different because we would have had some defensive stoppers out there. Like, the Bulls' defense got absolutely cooked to shreds today. So I think that those players, like, especially Ayo, really helps with the defense. And Trey Jones is no slouch defensively either. First of all, that's crazy. That's crazy. Thank you for the super chat, but that comment is wild, bro. MC Season says, you mentioned that this draft has hella all-star prospects. If the Bulls draft one, do you think that would shift this team into a playoff team that with that specific addition alone? I mean, you still need progression. You still need progression from Modest Bousillas, right? You still need Ayo and Kobe to prove that the balance and chemistry that they found between them, between each other is legit, because that was such a big important part of the Bulls' offensive success this year. You need better defense, right? So I think with Ayo getting healthy, right, If you do get that defensive center, right, that really helps this team, Modest takes a step, and Kobe and Giddy can be more who they were since February, since the middle of February, if they can be that for almost an entire season, then yeah, I think that really does get you to being knocking on the door of being that playoff team. Speaking of wasted contracts, P. Will is a bust. That is something that we're going to hear a lot this offseason for sure. Pag says, big P. Will supporter here. I'm finally done with it. Hey, we'll see. Last year, we got in the play-in and we were capped out. We made it to the play-in again with cap flexibility this offseason. We still got the draft. This is the best case scenario for the team, in my opinion. Agree with you. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that. That's probably going to be the angle we're going to take on that over on Locked On Bulls today, because I know Pat wants to discuss it from that angle. And I think it's a good angle to take. I think it is a legitimate place that you can be in with this for sure. So, you know, we'll see what continues to happen, man. This is going to be an offseason where a lot's going to be important to the Bulls, I think. So, do you think the Bulls can just decide to buy out P. Will? They can't buy out P. Will. There's too many years left on the contract to try to buy that contract out. So, you know, it's not going to happen. You don't buy out a contract in the NBA, and the Bulls rarely buy out contracts at all. They're definitely not going to buy out a contract with that much left on it. Now, Javon Carter, I think there's a good chance that that's a good chance of maybe happening after the All-Star break, but not before. Not before. This loss was because of experience. The Bulls players are young, and the Heat have three players who've been to the finals. Yeah, I don't think it's just that either. I mean, that definitely plays a part into it as far as being ready for the moment, things like that. But I can't say that that's the only reason. Personally, I just can't say that that's the only reason. Sometimes Kobe acting scared of the pressure. He got to do better for real. Once the team figure out Kobe, to me, he back out for real. Yeah, I mean, it is. Hey, do you think if Mike Malone come here in Chicago, he can use P. Will properly? It's not about P. Will being used correctly. It's all in the head of P. Will. It's all in the head of P. Will. So. But all right, y'all, I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. We got to go over there and do Locked On Bulls, man. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. The season's over with, but the content doesn't stop. So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button because we're still going to be daily. We're going to be the only daily show for the Chicago Bulls, even over the offseason. So make sure you guys stay in tune with us. You guys can follow us at Bull Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.